the COVID protocols, of course, makes it different because I want to just touch and hug my brothers and, you know, the people we haven't seen for a year and a half. But, you know, we still got to remember that we're still in the pandemic and we still got to remain safe. And so they've been doing their best to, you know, keep us safe, keep making sure that we're following protocols. There's a lot of hand sanitizers. My hand is dry, so I keep a lot of lotion, too.
And that was Juwam M. Jackson, one of the stars of Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations, which, by the way, returns to Broadway next month. Bringing these performers back and doing it safely has, of course, been a massive undertaking. And one of the key players is the Actors Equity Association, the national union of more than 51,000 stage managers and actors who work in live theater. Joining me now remotely is the president of the Actors Equity, Kate Schindel. Kate, good to see you again. Hi. This is a big day for you and for your members. I know that some of your members have already gone back to work outside of Broadway. What are you hearing from them?
Mostly excitement. I mean, we represent actors and stage managers all across the country. And so while there is some trepidation, and I think as was just mentioned, a need to continue to be aware that we're still living with COVID and we're probably going to be living with COVID in some form or other for a while. People are just overwhelmingly looking forward to getting back to work and to doing what we do. It's been a while since people were able to do this.
Yeah, it's been 18 months, longest shutdown in Broadway's history. So talk to me about these COVID protocols, which are stringent, as they should be, for live theater. Are you getting any pushback from members, or what has the vaccination rate been like among your members there?
You know, I have a friend who runs a regional theater and did an informal, anonymous survey of all the people who were coming to work at the theater, planning to come and work at the theater a few months ago. And he said to me, you know, we asked them, are you vaccinated already? Are you planning to get vaccinated as soon as you can? Are you on the fence or are you not planning to get vaccinated? And he said 98% of the people who he surveyed said that they were either vaccinated or getting vaccinated as soon as possible. So I can't say that every single person out of the 51 to 52,000 members we have is in favor of vaccinations, but the anecdotal and conversational assessment that I can give you is that people are overwhelmingly willing to be vaccinated.
That is wonderful, wonderful news. And I know they are eager to get back to work. When you look at the theater industry pre-pandemic, employment in the entertainment industry was near a record high. Do you think that you'll be able to return to those pre-pandemic levels or, like, say, the restaurant industry, have some people just left the industry altogether?
I could say with relative certainty that some folks have probably left the industry altogether. At the same time, I think that theater will survive. I do believe that we will get back to strong, healthy employment numbers. It's just a really challenging industry because not only is there very little ability to do things like social distancing on stage, but also, you know, you have to take the entire company on stage, backstage, front of house, and then add in another, you know, 500, 1,000, 1,500 people or more to be accommodated by that building's ventilation system. So it's been a very difficult needle to thread and frustrating for a lot of us. But I do believe that the future of theater looks good. And because live performance is such an economic engine in communities all over the country, theater coming back and other live events coming back will help those restaurants and hotels and, you know, the businesses that surround the theater to recover more fully as well.
Right. I know that during the shutdown, some actors and those in the theater lost their benefits. Can you tell me how the theater community came together to make sure most people didn't have their benefits expire?
Well, we have a work week based system. So if people aren't working, it becomes difficult to qualify for health insurance. Some of the plans introduced new levels of service, including the one that Equity members accumulate weeks toward. But we also have an incredible organization called the Actors Fund, which is a not-for-profit for everybody in the entertainment industry. And they have a health insurance resource center. So if someone did happen to fall off their benefits, the Actors Fund can guide them through what can be a very challenging health insurance marketplace. That, for example, that's how I got my health insurance. And so in addition to providing things like emergency financial assistance and, you know, job training programs and financial management, the Actors Fund Health Resource Center is something that a lot of our members have used.
Well, look, it's great news that you're all getting back to work. Long time in coming. Kate Schindel, president of Actors Equity, thanks so much for being with us today.